Hi everybody, this is Mark from Simpler Man. Today I want to go over suits. You know, I get a lot of questions about suits, what type of design I should get, or the fit, or the cost. And so I kind of want to go over all of it, just my thoughts on it. Of course, this is not, you know, in stone in any way, but I want to at least go over what I think is relevant for you to know. So this is how I'm going to split it up. First, go over color. Second, design. Third, material. Fourth, fit. Sixth, cost. And seventh, where to go / what brands to buy. All right, you probably forgot all of that. Okay, either way, I'll guide you through it. Okay, so the way I'll split this up is by going over the first three parts, which is the color, the design, and the material in this episode, and then I'll go over the fit, the cost, and the places / brands you should buy in the second part, and that'll come tomorrow. I hope that's okay. I don't want it to be too long, and so that's why I'm going to split it up. All right, so here it goes. So the first part is color. So everyone asks, what color suit should I get? There's a lot of colors out there, a lot of patterns, and I think the number one suit to get is a navy suit, a solid dark blue navy suit. It's honestly going to be the most versatile, and it's going to work with the biggest variety of things and also the biggest variety of situations, right? So you can go to a place that's fairly formal with a navy suit, but also it's not out of place to be somewhere somewhat casual with a navy suit as well. So that's my first suit, in my opinion. The second one, I generally like to go to a charcoal color, like a solid charcoal. Again, I don't recommend going into patterns, pinstripes, or plaid, or anything like that until after you have your main basics. You have kind of this just solid colors, and charcoal to me is going to be the second most versatile. I mean, some would argue that charcoal is actually the first most versatile. So whichever way you slice it, I do think that those two are the main ones to have. And if you're going to have two suits only, because some people don't use suits very often, myself included, I only have, I think, two suits, right? Actually, I have three, but two main ones I use, and those are the exact colors, right? Navy and charcoal. All right, so the third one, if you're going to get a third suit and have it in the rotation, I would generally go with kind of like a more mid or lighter gray. Now, gray is, you know, obviously charcoal is a type of gray, but it's obviously darker. You want something a little bit lighter that can go better in the summertime, let's say, or kind of mix things up. Navy and charcoal are both pretty dark, so having a kind of light or mid-gray would probably mix things up a little, you know, for the positive. So once you have those three, honestly, I think you can be good for almost all situations. Even things like funerals, a lot of people wear their charcoal suit to a funeral because it'll still be okay and appropriate. And you know, once you have those three, I can't really recommend you getting more if you don't wear suits that often. Now, if you do wear suits quite often, then we should probably go into a fourth and fifth and or sixth type of suit. And once you got these three, navy, charcoal, and gray, I would go probably with a black suit. You're going to be able to use it for several situations. And the reason I say black is fourth, and some people think black should be the first suit you get, is because black actually doesn't work all that well in more casual situations or during the day. It can. You're not going to die. It's not going to be terrible for you to have a black suit on, but honestly, it's just not as versatile. There's a big contrast between whatever you're wearing and black. So black would probably be my fourth suit because you could still wear it to more formal situations or more like nighttime events. And then fifth, I would probably start venturing elsewhere with more patterns, maybe. So you can get a pinstripe in any of the colors that we talked about earlier, or you can get polka dot. I'm just kidding. You can get some sort of other pattern on there, like some people have like kind of like mini checks and things like that. Or you could also go with a tan suit if you like to wear suits kind of in the summertime. Tan is generally not that good for the wintertime or the fall time, but if you're wearing suits often in the hot sun, a tan suit could be a good idea as well. All right, so just to go through that again, navy, charcoal, mid or light gray, black, and then a patterned one or a tan. All right, so now that we got that down, I think the next thing that people ask me about is the design. What kind of design should a suit have? And what that means, there's only a couple big changes when it comes to design. It's going to be the breasted, so the single breasted versus double breasted. It's going to be the buttons, how many buttons there are on, you know, that you use to put the suit together, whatever the word is, and the notches, or sorry, the lapel. And that can come usually in a peak lapel or a lot notch lapel. So those are the three main things. So let's start with the lapel first, actually. So in case you don't know what a lapel is, it's basically that part that's kind of near your chest where the suit kind of folds over itself. And yeah, I mean, most of you should probably know where the lapel is. But if you just look at a picture of a suit, you should be able to tell kind of near the chest area, that design that's there. Now, the first suit that you get, I would definitely recommend getting a notched lapel. It's the most classic. It's the most versatile. It'll work in most all situations. And it's kind of the majority of suits are actually notched lapel. If you're feeling a bit more daring, then I would go with a peak lapel. But definitely notch for the first couple of suits if you can. Then again, you know, peak would probably be the next one. And then there's also another lapel called the shawl one, because kind of like a tuxedo, it just kind of comes down. There's no a notch lapel is where there's like kind of like an indent. A peak lapel is where it kind of rises above. You should probably look up some pictures on this. I might be able to put some up on the blog here. But yeah, notch first, peak second. And then, I mean, I probably wouldn't go anywhere outside of those two, to be honest. Then the buttons, right? I generally think that two buttons is probably going to be the most classic. Some people like to wear three button suits. There's a nice in between as well called a 2-3 roll. Now, what that is a two button suit basically, but it has a third button that, you know, you're not actually supposed to put together, but it's for design's sake. And it's actually a functional button, right? So you can actually button that top one. So I would recommend that maybe. So 2-3 button roll or just a two button. I wouldn't recommend going three or four or however many, or even one, because one is, it goes out of style pretty quick. When it comes to double-breasted versus single-breasted, always get a single-breasted suit first for your first couple. Now, if you want to go a little bit out of the ordinary, then I would get a double-breasted, but just know that it will go out of style at some point. Some reason double-breasted suits, even though I think they look great, just go out of style and come back in style and go out of style. So there may be times where, you know, for 3, 4, 5, 6 years, you're not wearing your double-breasted suit. So just be aware of that. I still do think they look good. So if you want to be kind of trendy, or you want to, you've been looking for a double-breasted suit, I'm not stopping you here, but just be aware. All right. So next, going into material. Now, this is going to be short because honestly, I am a big proponent of wool, 100% wool. That's it. I would certainly not go, I mean, okay, so if you want like a casual suit, then go with like a cotton or a linen suit or seersucker or whatever. But when it comes to like your solid regular suits, I would stick with wool. Now, you're going to see a lot of different suits out there that are made out of polyester or some blend, rayon. You know, all these weird names out there that, you know, they may look good in the beginning, but oftentimes after dry cleanings or after wear and tear, you're going to find that they're going to get really messed up, lose their shape or start to look blotchy in areas. So I would really recommend you looking for 100% wool. It's going to cost you a little bit more, but you know, it's going to be worth it in the end. Again, going back to kind of cotton, linen, these things are more for the summertime. So for your staple suits, I wouldn't recommend it. But if you do have already kind of the wool suits in your closet and you just want another one, then maybe go into those lighter fabrics. Leather suits are a no-no. Sorry. Who wears a leather suit these days? I don't know. Anyway, so that's basically it for this episode. And I hope you join me for the next one tomorrow. But in the meanwhile, you can always reach out to me at simplermaninfo@gmail.com or follow me at Twitter at @TheMarkQuok. That's twitter.com/TheMarkQuok. All right. Thank you, guys. And I will see you next time.